4CF Mobile.
Andrew, KK4POT.
Come on, was your day yesterday?
But that's okay. That's all right. It's not a big deal. Hopefully, I'm not going to have a repeat today, although it has already set itself up to be worse. So I am more or less putting my head in the sand, pretending like I don't know what I'm actually getting ready to walk into.
That sucks, but yeah, I hope it'll turn out better than you think it's going to be.
So, but we'll see. We're going to give it our best go. How was your day?
Fairly uneventful, and I'm glad too. That first day back's always, you know, it's either going to be really bad or, you know, you just wait till things get ramped up. So right now it's calm. We'll see how long it stays that way.
Deal, good deal. What, now, they were open during this time, right? You were just taking time off, or did they actually shut portions of it down?
Actually shut the entire plant down. Usually they use opportunities like the Christmas breaks and stuff for major, any kind of construction and stuff that we need to get done.
Gotcha. All right. Yeah, my brother-in-law, he works for Magna Drive Automotive, and he gets that time off every year, too, and I think it's because, you know, they supply you guys, and that makes sense if you guys are shut down that they would do the same thing.
It's been pretty good about coordinating all of our construction activities around the holidays, so I won't complain because this gave us pretty consistent breaks, you know, Christmas and shutdowns. I know when I first started there in, let's see, 99, right around 2000, 2001, we didn't get July shutdown anymore, but, I mean, we needed cars, so.
Roger that. What do you guys do for, like, COVID policies? Like, if somebody has got, like, a family member in their household that is suspected to have it, not necessarily confirmed, but, you know, that they're suspected to have it, they're trying to get a test done or whatever. You know, we've got, I have a feeling this is going to be coming up a lot more. Thankfully, we haven't had to deal with this yet. We got two guys out that are, they themselves are sick, so obviously we told them, you know, don't come in until you get better, blah, 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 all that kind of good stuff. But I'm kind of been trying to plan ahead because, you know, if it starts running through the shop, then I'm gonna be sitting there with no text for anybody to work on stuff, and I'm just trying to figure out how other people handle those, that type of situation. If you've got like a immediate family member in the house that might have it.
So for the most part, I would say, you know, early on it was geared towards just even thinking you were been exposed. After so long, it's been kind of narrowed down more to the signs and symptoms. And just making sure that people are staying their 6 feet and wearing their masks. Because, you know, those are supposed to be the things that are most likely to stop transmission. Then, as long as you're not showing the signs and symptoms and you follow those guidelines, technically everybody should be all right. And then we just, you know, make sure we have hand sanitizers and everything else. Because people aren't working on top of each other. But they still have to, you know, try to wipe down equipment and things like that.
So if somebody had a wife or a husband, you know, that was feeling sick, that the other individual would still come in and work. They would just follow all the guidelines.
The test, even though another family member does not necessarily mean that person that has, you know, been exposed is out. Like I said, as long as they follow the 6 feet, and I'll usually remind people, you know, my associates, follow your 6 feet, keep your mask on at all times. Even when they eat, you know, I tell them to make sure they sit away from people at that point until something comes back. But if they start showing those signs and symptoms, run the fever of over 100.4, then they need to let me know. control it, we make that decision.
Okay. I mean, those are essentially the things that we do, but, you know, we're a smaller company, and we have to kind of do our own rules, and so we don't have anybody to kind of, you know, issue down stuff down the chain, you know, on what's expected company-wide. So we're trying to ebb and flow with this thing as it goes. But I have a feeling with it ramping up in our area that, you know, we'll probably have to deal with this at some point. So I'm more or less trying to be ahead of the curve on this one as much as possible. But I'm sure no matter what we do, we'll still get blindsided by something.
I mean, we had whole areas just almost gutted because so early on it was just, hey, if you even thought you were near somebody, don't come to work. And you'd have people out 3 or 4 days waiting on test results with no signs or symptoms or anything. And you just had whole areas that just didn't hardly have anybody, and we would have to borrow from everywhere to get the head count.
Imagine that'd be a nightmare for you guys. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Anyway, I just was trying to see what other people were doing and make sure we're at least trying to be reasonable with our expectations. So, we'll see. We'll see how the day goes. I suspect it's going to be a whirlwind, crazy day. But yeah, being down a couple guys right now is killing us. You know, hey, it's how it goes. We deal with this every year, even with just, you know, regular cold and flu stuff, you know. You're always going to have people out sick, but typically we don't end up with two guys out at the same time, and that's a pretty major blow when we got two guys out at the same time. But, you know, we'll press through it. You do anything else with that Raspberry Pi?
Touch on the radio yesterday. I fairly well got it set up. Like I said, I was trying to think of what else I was wanting to do. I was wanting to look and see if FreeDV was on it. I may try that program. Have you ever done anything with FreeDV?
I'm not exactly sure what that is. It sounds vaguely familiar, but I'm drawing a blank on it. What's the scoop with that?
Cross it, and then I think Ham Radio Crash Course did a video on it at some point, but it's like a digital mode voice. So I guess it uses some of the same protocols or similar protocols, but it sends the voice over HF using digital, almost like you were using a D-Star or something like that, but you do it on a regular HF frequency.
That's kind of neat. Yeah, I definitely have to check that out. Now, how does that work? I guess you talk into your microphone on your radio, and then it sends the audio to the Raspberry Pi, then it sends it back to the radio to be transmitted. Is that how that works?
So whenever I was watching him set up the program, you have, of course, your computer input and output, and then you also have your sound input and output, which would basically be what's going to drive the program or give the program the data. So you can, from what it looks like, you basically would use a computer microphone, and that would be the microphone that you would use to talk. So the program itself has a push-to-talk. You would click that, talk into your computer microphone, and it transmits that data over or using the digital, and then whenever you unkey with the push-to-talk button. So you don't actually use a radio mic, you use a computer microphone.
Makes a lot more sense. Okay. That's pretty cool. I would definitely have to check that out today. Did you say that was in that build script on there? I haven't specifically noticed it, but again, I wasn't looking for it.
I see that one on there, so I'm going to have to see if it's something that can be, you know, how to build it from source or something like that. I mean, I'm going to have to dig into it a little more. I know it's easily downloadable on Windows. I'm almost positive it was a Linux distribution, but I don't know yet, and I need an ID, KO4CEN for ID.
Oh, good. Well, let me know what you find out on that. I'd be interested in trying that out also. But I'm rolling up, so let me hop out of here. I hope you have a fantastic day today, and it continues to go smooth for you. And then hopefully we will get to catch you in the morning. So 73 is G. Andrew, KK4POT.
73, hopefully you have a great day at work, and it turns out much better than you think it's going to be. But I know if some of you techs come back a lot quicker than what the heck. It would probably be out. All right, have a good one. 73, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.